This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Economists are weighing in with newly published papers trying to better understand what the pandemic might do to everything. Investment returns, wages, working from home. Marketplace's senior economics correspondent Chris Farrell has been reading the new work. Chris, what do you see?
Good morning, David.
Give us a sense. I mean, already there are studies.
There are, and they're looking into the economic history of pandemics. And then they're taking their models and, you know, trying to adapt them for additional economic insights with the pandemic and using technologies like online surveys and Facebook connections to capture almost in real time unfolding trends.
Now, pandemics have had powerful economic effects through the ages. Give me some, I don't want to say highlights, give me some lowlights.
One that stands out comes from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, and the paper is The Longer-Run Economic Consequences of Pandemics. So these scholars included in their study 15 major pandemics.
What'd you learn?
So the death toll from pandemics, horrible. The economy takes a huge hit, of course. But they found that the long-run economic results, they're somewhat more mixed, and the effects, the reverberations, last for about 40 years on average. So for example, inflation-adjusted rates of return on assets, so the real return on assets, were substantially depressed. Inflation-adjusted wages gradually increase. And there could be a number of reasons behind that, David, but probably because labor is scarce.
It's just, you know, people sick or people who've died from disease is a bad way to squeeze the labor supply so that wages go up, of course. Now, you mentioned using technology like social media to get a current read on what might be happening with the economy and the pandemic in more real time.
Right. So one of the big divides in society right now is between people who can earn an income by working remotely at home and those who can't. So there's this MIT online survey, and they looked into teleworking, and the survey ran from April 1 to April 5th, 25,000 responses. And what they found is that of those employed 4 weeks earlier, more than one-third had converted from commuting to working from home. So if you take it all together, nearly half their survey sample is working from home.
And you and I can both attest that I guess the conversion can be made to work at home, right?
Yes, we can. Absolutely.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, from an undisclosed location somewhere in Minnesota. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.